Lake Michigan has cemented itself as an unofficial part of Northwestern's curriculum. Day or night, there is always someone at the lake. At 9 a.m., runners crowd the lake fill. Two ladies are going on a walk.
It's a gorgeous morning. It's got the best view. It's a beautiful walk. And it's not busy.
One of the best walks in the city, I think.
It is. It's my favorite place to come with. Like, when you come over this bridge here, and the lake just opens up for you. Yeah. It's like my heart opens up.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Like, I know you guys are so lucky to go to school here.
That's Evanston resident Joan Leska and East Rogers Park resident Ryan Zweifler. The two drove here to walk together. Around 11 p.m., the lake fill starts to serve a new population. Weinberg sophomores Takeshi Chang and Gregorio Nazzi are also here to walk.
Me and Greg, both of us have a goal to hit 10,000 steps a day. And, I mean, obviously for a lot of health reasons, but also it allows us to go on nice walks like this and enjoy what the campus has to offer.
And I still need to hit my 10K, so that's where I'm walking right now.
I missed one day by, like, 50 steps since getting on campus. That's it.
For Weinberg freshman Claire Whitehouse, a lake walk was a good way to end a long day.
I'm here because I had a migraine and I basically slept all day and like sat in the dark all day. So I then was like, I need to do something and I have to listen to music for my house music class. So I was like, I'll do that as I walk.
She said the lake brought some healing.
I haven't necessarily fixed it, but kind of gave me clarity that it's gone. So that's nice.
Simone Gabrielli Banos, a first year in McCormick, is here to call his parents.
Usually I'll just FaceTime them or just have a call with them because there's also a time zone difference. So this is usually like right before I go to bed, and then it's also like when they're done with work and stuff. Try to do it every day just to, because freshman year, I guess they're kind of worried a little bit. But yeah, just to let them check in on me.
With the waves crashing on the rocks and Chicago lights twinkling in the distance, it's an ideal place to call parents.
Obviously, having a lake is better than not having one. You can always come down here and just relax, enjoy the scene, look at the skyline down there and all that.
At 2 a.m., the lake is louder and more deserted. The city lights are dimmer in the distance and the water looks darker and deeper. But for some, it offers the perfect end to a long day. This is first year Emmett Van Buskirk.
Finished my lab report for chemistry, and I needed to clear my head before I went to sleep, so I thought I'd go on a walk, and I ended up here. I mean, I've been out here for a few minutes. It's definitely calming. The waves are pretty soothing, I guess. And yeah, my brain is definitely, like, shutting off. This is, like, the first time I've done this, but, I mean, it works. It is definitely really interesting to be in, like, almost pitch black and hearing nothing but, like, crashing waves, though.
Freshmen Emily Song, Sebastian Braun, Andreas McKeeling, and Leo Sun met at the bridge to hang out.
Leo texted me like, hey, you want to hang out at the lake at 1 a.m. like the other day? And I was like, hell yeah. So then we recruited a bunch of people and now we're at the lake. I think it's relaxing because there's like nobody here at the lake. You just like scream and there's like nobody here. Or maybe there's also going to be people here screaming at 2 a.m. But like hypothetically, you could be here and scream and it's just like nice.
Like back home, I lived by a lake. And I could walk there, and I guess I could walk to this lake, too. I guess I'm lake-bound.
I mean, I've only been to the lake at night, and I feel like that's, like, a really unique experience compared to, like, going to the lake during the day, because it's just, like, nobody's here, and it's, like, so nice, and you feel, like, the wave.
I think, like, for me, I'm from LA, so, like, the closest body of waters we usually have is, like, obviously, like, the ocean. So I think having a lake on campus definitely is a really nice change of pace. I mean, like, I love, like, any, like, body of water. So, like, just having one on campus to just be able to go and, like, relax at is something, like, I really do love about this campus.
It feels, like, so magical.
So if your to-do list feels like it's just getting longer, you haven't hit 10K steps yet or need to call your parents, consider taking a walk to the lake. It'll hear you out. Supriya Kella, WNUR News.